Anger, fatigue, frustration, and resolve. Those are some emotions that came up at a community gathering Thursday with Seattle Police. It was a meeting of SPD's African American Advisory Council on the heels of the string of tragedies and tensions across the country. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones was there.
About 50 people gathered in Seattle Central District for this monthly meeting. Veronica Beach is a regular, and she wants these meetings to spark change.
Police, the blacks and whites, all of us coming together and working together. I just want to see some unity.
Beach became a block watch captain in this neighborhood in the 80s, and she's been involved in police and safety issues ever since. She's at meetings like this twice a week. But she says nothing changes.
I feel like we're still fighting about some of the same issues, and it's all talk.
She says this meeting may be her last. Tonight, there's no agenda. It's an open discussion. More white people than usual have come. The police chief is also here, along with several officers. Fiola Johnson is the mother of a black Seattle police officer. She addressed the police in the room directly.
I love you guys. I really do. I respect everything you do. When one of you are shot and killed, it hurt my heart. When one of my black people are shot and killed, it hurts my heart. But my thing is, I don't know how if we ever get it right. I really don't.
People ask questions about anti-bias and cultural sensitivity training for police. Chief Kathleen O'Toole said that happens, and she stressed the department needs to recruit the right officers, ones who want to engage the community and represent its diversity. 37-year-old Sean Connor says he wants to see solutions now because too many young black men like him are living in fear.
And the mentality that I have just to commute from my house to a building in Redmond is stressful. Every day. We shouldn't live like this.
Connor wants to see forums that bring police and young black men together to try to understand each other. After the meeting, former Block Watch Captain Veronica Beach says the call for more dialogue sounds like a good idea.
But it's gonna die down, I guarantee you.
She's come to a decision.
I want to be hopeful. I want to see change, but I'm gonna walk away.
At least for now. Others appeared more optimistic and praised the meeting for being open and candid. In Seattle Central District, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.